So my camera crapped out, and so I'm using the onboard camera, which is lower quality. So in solidarity with all of you, because you have lower focus on this camera, I'm not wearing glasses so that I can't see any better than you can. Anyway, I was just talking with a friend of mine about a grapevine. She was telling me that there's a grapevine that is taking over a building and pulling it down and reaching for another building. And one of the things she said was, that's what grapevines do. And she was talking about that with a friend who then said, all you need to do is poke a hole in a roof and nature will do the rest in terms of taking down a building. And that reminded me of something that happened, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, which is I was asleep one morning and suddenly I heard, one cold morning, I should say, and suddenly I heard a waterfall rushing out of the ceiling in the bathroom. And I got up and realized what it was very quickly and ran out to the pump house and turned off the pump. And there was, I had to call a plumber, and it ended up that A, for some reason, the builder had put the pipes uninsulated in an uninsulated attic as opposed to putting them under the floor like they're supposed to. But the real point is that the plumber found a hole that was perhaps as long as a dime is across. And I remember thinking, I mean, this was not a big deal. They just had to replace the pipe and I had to clean up the floor. But I was thinking, had I been on tour at that point, and this would have been rushing out for days, my house would have been ruined. And I was thinking about it only takes one hole this big to ruin an entire house. And of course, that made me think about the entire infrastructure and how remarkably interdependent and fragile it is. As we've seen, and as we've discussed in videos about a flu in Wuhan causing a Hyundai plant in Korea to shut down 2 days later. And another thing that a friend was mentioning to me that I really like is the idea of taking a small, like a geology hammer and grass seeds and then poking little holes in sidewalks and planting grass seeds in them and then, or various plant seeds, and then letting the plant's roots do the rest of the work to pull up the concrete. And I think the key here, there are a bunch of things we can take from this. One of them is that is the fragility of the system. I mean, I don't know about you, but perhaps my favorite style of photograph ever of any is watching plants overtake buildings and seeing. I was in Buffalo, New York, doing a talk many years ago, and one of the favorite things that I saw was there was a former automobile plant, or I don't know if it was an automobile, but a former factory that now had decades old, that had mature trees growing inside of it. And you could see from the highway, you could see that the wall had been broken down and these magnificent trees were growing up in what used to be the whatever assembly line it was. And maintaining this system takes tremendous energy. And the key, so far as I'm concerned, is not really to, the point is not quite so much just the fragility that a dime-sized hole can destroy a house, but rather, and one small transformer can take out electricity to an entire region. My point isn't that quite so much as it is to, you know, I've talked for a long time about the resistance to the Nazis in World War II and how it was, how so much of it, you know, they did accomplish a lot, but of course they weren't the real point. The resistance was dependent upon Allied armies moving in. So the resistance by itself didn't take down the Nazi regime at all. And so that's a way that resistance to civilization is not applicable to resistance in World War II until you realize that the forces of nature are, in this case, the Allied armies. And the forces of nature are always, you know, I was doing a talk somewhere in the Midwest and I flew through the St. Louis airport and happened to be there just a few weeks after a tornado had torn up a wing of the airport. And I was thinking, you know, nature is so incredibly powerful and it doesn't want this. It wants forests, grasslands. I mean, look at any sidewalk and you will see it doesn't want the sidewalk. It wants for there to be the plants growing. It wants for the soil to again be able to breathe. And so all we need to do, yeah, we can take little hammers and poke holes in roofs and poke holes in sidewalks, and that's important. But for me, the step that comes before that is to recognize what nature wants and align ourselves with that.